In just a minute, Carl stuffs a rodent into his trousers in our listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information is available at progressive.com. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. And Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes pre-finished and stained hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. We will be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute. Fresh off his American Idol finale, Carl introduces our newest limerick judge, Ryman Cowell. If you'd like to play, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, Ann Curry of the Today Show gave the commencement address at Wheaton College in Massachusetts. She praised that school's famous graduates. Just one little problem. What?
The alumni she mentioned went to the other Wheaton College.
Exactly right. Funny thing about Wheaton College, turns out there are two of them. Who knew? Not Ann Curry, apparently. Because in her speech praising the graduates of Wheaton College in Massachusetts, she listed people like movie director Wes Craven, Billy Graham, people who had graduated from the other Wheaton College.
Whoa, whoa. Wes Craven and Billy Graham went to the same school?
They did.
Obviously, the lessons didn't take on one of them.
Yeah. Once Miss Curry realized her mistake, she was mortified. She sent an apology letter to Wheaton's website. She lists famous graduates she should have named instead. However, the apology fell flat when she praised actual Massachusetts Wheaton alum Christy Todd Whitman for her incredibly delicious candy sampler. Roxanne, the top kill method may or may not work ultimately, but whether or not it does, there's a lot of oil already floating in the waters of the Gulf. Well, it may get cleaned up via radical, innovative new technology developed by whom?
Probably not radical. It's probably not new, and it was probably created by a 5-year-old.
No, it is somewhat innovative and
it
radical.
Is innovative.
Never been tried
radical
before.
Oh, is this not the cigarette butts? Is it?
This is not the cigarette butts.
Okay.
Cigarette butts.
Well, they're collecting cigarette butts to
they're
use.
Absorbent, as,
yeah,
they're absorbent.
Yeah, that's a different environmental thing. I'm going to
give you a hint.
Yeah,
think
hint.
Dancing with oil leaks.
Oil Field of Dreams.
For example.
Gosh, I can't.
All right, this is. A television or movie?
It's a person. A surprising person who developed
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner developed this technology. That's right.
If you spill it, he will come?
Something like that.
Is this a Waterworld?
Kevin Costner. Well, apparently, yes. While he was in the set of the movie Waterworld.
Realizing that his movie career was at an end.
Well, like I said, while he was in the set of the movie Waterworld, Costner became really interested in ocean water quality as opposed to being interested in making Waterworld a better movie. So he eventually spent $24 million of his own money to develop these high-tech centrifuges that can separate crude oil from water. If it works, they can be dispatched to the Gulf Coast where they will clean the water, recover the oil, and restore the wetlands. In response to critics who said this is impossible, Costner replied, "Not as impossible as me winning a Best Director Academy Award." If this works, he is ready, or rather, if it doesn't work, he's ready with technologies inspired by his other movies. For example, one idea is to build a baseball field in the coastal wetlands, and once the ghostly baseball stars appear, you can put them to work cleaning up the spill. There's also his approach based on his movie The Postman. You bore the oil so much it turns into an easily removed mass.
Aren't centrifuges like big spinning things?
Yeah.
It's like big spinning things you put in the water?
Well, apparently the idea is you'd put one of these machines that he's developed on a ship. You'd take the ship out, you'd put a hose on one side of the ship. It would suck up the oil, saturated water. It would spin out the oil. You'd recover the crude oil. And then it would shoot clean water back into the Gulf on the other side.
Oh, Bull Durham.
Charlie, jobs for musicians have been hard to come by during the recession. However, bagpipers are newly in demand in Vienna, Austria. The city of Vienna is using them to do what?
All right. Why would you, obviously they're not herding sheep or goats or something through the streets of Vienna.
You're actually fairly close.
What? They're
it's more.
Are they doing a Pied Piper thing? Are they driving out rats?
They are driving out the rats.
Excellent.
That's what they're doing. Specifically, they're driving the rats out of the sewer drains.
And the people out of their minds.
Pretty much. The historic sewers of Vienna were made famous in the Orson Welles film, The Third Man. And they got a lot of tourists, but they were closed because of fears of these rabid rats who were living down there. But after noticing the surprising lack of rats at a given chieftain's concert, tourism officials had an idea. The sewers are now open to the public, but every tour group is now accompanied by a kilt-clad bagpiper. There are bagpipers wandering through the sewers.
Why aren't they accompanied by a hazmat suit clad bagpiper? I mean, do you have to wear the kilts to play the bagpipes?
So that's become a problem. The tourist board is now considering sending in bigger rats to scare away the bagpipers. What if this catches on? What if instead of mouse traps, there'll be like tiny little Scotchmen behind your fridge? I caught one. Got him by a little tail end.